As we look in the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians 5. I shall read verses 6 through 10 for your consideration. The Bible says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Strong words that Paul wrote to the people of Thessalonica, but also is saying to us today to let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we should live together with him. Supporting scripture, Paul's writing to the Ephesians 5 and 14. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. We are to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought. It's all right to dream, but for progress, you got to wake up. It's all right to dream, but for progress, you got to wake up. Thank God for a loving and a giving spirit. Because I could actually say at this point right now that I already got mine. Sometimes it doesn't take long when you just think about the goodness of Jesus. I saw a marquee and I meant to tell Sister Tina about it. It was in Charlotte, so we can use it up here. But it says, do the counting, or do the math. Count your blessings. You do the math this morning. As hard as you think you got it, you count your blessings. And somewhere in the midst of your counting, your blessings is going to outweigh your hard times. Because it was in those hard times that you were actually yet still being blessed. Because God cushioned you and he helped you and he kept you. And allowed you the strength to go through the valley of the shadow of death. I feel like preaching this morning. I stood up just a moment ago and got dizzy headed. And I sat right back down and said, devil, you a lie this morning. The Lord has been too good to me to fall for a trick of the devil. It's all right to dream, but for progress, you got to wake up. I hope nobody's in here sleeping this morning. I shall be watching you. I bring warnings from Paul to awake, thou that sleepest. So those of you that are a little sleepy, you may get a new neighbor before the service is over. You know, I don't mind walking, and I thank God for modern technology. You can hear me as I walk, and I'll sit right beside you and preach you awake. Sometimes we don't get close enough to the fire. Sometimes the fire got to come to you. But as I think this morning on the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I glorify God for this another day. And when I'm reminded of the words of David, in which we talked about on last week in the 118th Psalms, the Bible says that this is the day which the Lord have made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad to be here on this day. Another day where we have been enjoying Jesus with our church family and listening to our children lift up the mighty name of Jesus in song. We as a people, this particular weekend, this time of the year, we pay tribute at this time to the person of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Great man of God that in a short lifetime achieved some of the greatest feats known to man. A man that is known as a powerful leader with great integrity and under such an anointing that even the devil had to pause and take notice. One that even after persecution and being arrested on January the 26th, 1956 for driving 30 miles per hour in a 25-mile zone, 4 days later become victim to a house bombing and yet believe in peace and the power of God. Believe and pray and dream that a better day will be coming. When we take time this morning, and I hope you got a little bit of time, because I want to say all God gave me to say this morning. But when we look where we've come from, consider where we are right now. Think about the fact that this weekend marks 40 years that Dr. King has been dead. 40 years, we as a people are still trying to keep a dream alive. But when I look at these 40 years, I'm reminded of the children of Israel that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years on a journey that actually wouldn't have taken them but 3 days. The reason why they could not get there in 3 days is because a lot of times we forget where our blessings come from and we do what man say do opposed to what God tells us to do. And we find ourselves wandering around in the wilderness. And the only way that we as a people are going to get out of the struggle and get out of the wilderness, and it shouldn't take us 40 years to get there, but look at the 40 years ago. Things are better, but not much. Think about it. 40 years is actually most of our lives in here. And most of our lives, we have been standing up talking about, I have a dream. I love to sleep. But every now and then, you got to wake up. There are all kinds of dreams. Sometimes you dream good things. Sometimes you dream what they call nightmares. And if you are going through in your life, whatever is in your subconscious mind when you lay down, if you're not at peace with God, it'll seep into your mind in your sleep. And you will find yourself dreaming, and it's so real and it's so vivid that you believe that it is actually taking place. And I wonder this morning, have you ever awakened? And thank God that I was only dreaming. And then on the other hand, there are times that you awaken and you say, Lord, I wish I could continue that dream. So we all have dreams, but as a people, as we look at the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, and we thank God for all that he done and the legacy that he left us and just the opportunities that we have today, things are better. I looked around last night, and as the young lady began to talk, I don't think that we really got her message. Because her statement was that I am Dr. Martin Luther King. Reason being, I believe that my interpretation of what she was saying is the mere fact that now that Dr. King is dead and gone, I remember his principles. I remember what he taught and what he stood for. But now it's my time to begin to take that dream and to move forward. As long as we sleep, as long as we sit down and say that it's not going to change, as long as we say that there's no need for me to go vote because it's going to be however they want it to be, you've already accepted defeat. Your voice can be heard through your vote a lot better and be more effective than you talking to your neighbor about what he or she are going to do in the White House. Whatever they do in the White House does not change who is in God's house. And we as a people cannot forget where we have come from. We find ourselves falling out over petty indifferences. But we got to accept the fact that there are many nationalities of people that live in what we call the United States of America. When we, the people of God, humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, the Bible says then and then only will he heal the land. What man have messed up? The world system. No man, no woman can fix it right now. We need Jesus. I don't care who they put in the White House. We need Jesus. And I don't know who would want to go up there and take all that hell in their laps. Because it's already so messed up that can't nobody do nothing with it. What we need to be doing is sitting back waiting until all the dust settles and then step up to the plate. Well, they'd love to have somebody in there now that they can say, look where you're at, but who put us there? It's going to take some time to get out of that. And as long as we sit around and dream, we're going to be in the same situation. Throughout this weekend, we remember and we pay tribute as we honor the life and the legacy of Dr. King. A man that gave of himself for the equality of all men, that began to separate the walls of hatred and racism and greed. And we got to understand this morning that he was not a selfish man. A man that loved the people of God and went by day, whether you were white or black, he still declared that we can come together in peace. Pray with me and go with me this morning. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born January the 15th, 1929, to Michael Luther King Jr., later renamed Martin, born in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. King was born to Michael Luther and Alberta King, a Baptist minister and a school teacher. Graduated from Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia in 1948 with a BA degree. 1951, a BD degree from Corzner Theological Seminary in Chester, Philadelphia. June 18, 1954, he married the late Coretta Scott in Marion, Alabama. In that union, they were blessed with four children. Dr. King, that we know of, accepted the pastorate at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama in 1954. 1960, Dr. King returned back to Atlanta to pastor his father's church, Ebenezer Baptist Church. On August the 28th, 1963, 250,000 civil rights supporters attended the march on Washington, D.C. It was there at the Lincoln Memorial that Dr. King delivered the famous I Have a Dream speech. 5 years later, after that speech, on April the 4th, 1968, he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. As he stood there at the memorial, and as he began to talk about the things that God had laid on his heart, and as I looked at the I Have a Dream speech, I realized that because it was a lengthy speech. And we got to understand that this man had so much power, and because of his anointing, he captivated audiences and captivated the minds of the people of God. But before he got to the I Have a Dream part, I like this paragraph where it says, as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our bodies heavy with the fatigue of travel cannot gain lodging in the motels and the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating "for whites only." We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote about. No, we are not satisfied. And we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and the ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow the situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips driven with the words of interposition, nullification, one day right here in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little boys, white boys, and white girls, and sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. And the rough places will be made plain. The crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all the flesh shall see it all together. This is our hope. This is our faith that I go back to the South with the faith that we will be able to hew out the mountain of despair in a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of the nation into a beautiful sympathy of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will one day be free. This would be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning. My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died. Land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prestigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mountains of New York City. Let freedom ring from the heightening allergies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the convergent slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring at Stone Mountain in Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill, every molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, we will let it ring from every village, from every hamlet, from every state, every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men, white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro.
free. We shall be free. Let freedom ring. It needs to ring in Lexington, North Carolina. It needs to ring in the hearts of God's people. Because we got to understand that it's about time for us to stop laying around and sleeping and just dreaming, but believe in the power of God. Know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I'm glad to know God this morning, for I believe that we are the children of day. And if we are the children of day, we got to work while it's day. We better wake up, stop laying down, stop worrying about how we're going to do this, that, or the other. For they that sleep in the night, there are a lot of things that go on in the night. But the Bible says to be sober, to be watching and waiting on the power of God. We wait by faith. We got love. We got hope that the God of our salvation will make a way out of no way. So I stop by to tell the people of God this morning that it's all right to drink. But if we're going to make progress, you got to get up out of your dream. It's time to wake up, thou that sleepest. Arise from that dead stew. Get up on your feet. Get up about my Father's business. And learn that it's time to do something for the Lord. It's time that we turn into some Martin Luther and take the baton and begin to run this race. You can't run the race. You can't margin the march if you fast asleep. You got to wake up to make progress. Where are we progressing to? I see God opening up doors. I see God turning around the recession. I see God putting the right thing in the right place in your heart. That as you go through this life, I don't care what you got to go through, but you better trust the power of God. If you're going to do anything, you better be standing and thinking about the Lord. I found out that not only in the nighttime, but we got some folk that daydream, standing there gazing in the days, don't know where they're going, don't know where they're coming. But I'm glad that even a daydream got to wake up sometime. In order to progress, you can steal away in your mind while you're even on your job and you find yourself daydreaming and thinking about all sorts of things. But your production, it slows down because you lost your focus. So you got to learn how to stay focused. Anytime you get off focus, then your press slows down. Anytime you're asleep, your resistance, everything slows down. Some of us, we get dead sleep. We just shut all the way down. Make all the noise you want to, it's not going to budge you. Then we got some of them, you can't tip through the house, for they'll wake right up. But I come to tell somebody this morning that the Bible says it's a time for us to wake up, get up out your sleep, and stop dreaming. We've been dreaming for 40 years. You know, it get to a place where it's just a formality. We're just going through the motions. We having this, that, and the other, and run all weekend. But then after Monday night is over, are we going to walk together with our black and white brothers and sisters? Are we going to still love one another? Are we going to be awake and doing something to progress? Progress means change. And change bring about a good progress. We can move forward if we wake up. We, the people of Foul Chapel, we coming out of our comfort zone. We tired of sleeping. As you look around, that's why you see the things that have changed. Because we have been asleep too long. Always putting on tomorrow. But tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So as we embark on our other endeavors, let us know that God has all the resources that we need. If we got faith in God, then we know that God shall supply all of our needs. Now somebody may say, you just asking for something that you want. No, we need. We need space for our babies. We need working space for the things that we want to do for the cause of Christ. We need space so that we can be an outreach to the community. But in order for us to get that, we got to wake up. We got to stop dreaming. We got to stop penny pinching. We got to understand that if everything's going up, then our finances got to go up in the church house. Don't let God's house be the one that goes short all the time. You know how it is. We want to take care of everything else, and then we give God what's left. Well, now turn that thing around. What if God gave you what was left? Somebody ask God for something this morning. Are you expecting to get it? Well, you ought to give God back what he gave you. And if it's not a dollar, give him some of your time. Come out of yourself. Come out of that zone which you're in. That do nothing spirit. That complaining and murmuring spirit. That spirit that looks at a speaker and say that he or she talking too long, or shouldn't have said this or shouldn't have said that. But you're not the one that has to do it. So you don't understand what they're actually going through. If you would really listen and try to get the point that's being put across, then you wouldn't murmur and complain. Don't you know when you sat there and murmur and complain, you're missing the message because you're talking too much. Make somebody else miss their blessing. We need to learn, and I finished,